Oscar. Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change. America, 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, tonight it may not be Mr. Baldwin. He's on assignment, as he sometimes is. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here on Baldwin McCullough Live. We're live from New York, and that's where you'll see these beautiful shots like you just saw overlooking the East River. Nighttime in Manhattan, my friends, is the most beautiful. It's just one of the most gorgeous things you'll ever set eyes on. So thanks for being with us on this Saturday night. Tonight marks a very interesting moment in history because as of about 7 minutes ago, the affordable healthcare website has been shut down. I don't know if we're supposed to cheer or be sad or what. Actually, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, they shut it down, and the reason is that it's going to take extensive repair. who saw that coming? When you see headlines like this from Miami-Dade, Florida, Dateline Miami. Dean Griffin, this last week, liked the health care insurance he had purchased for himself and his wife 3 years ago and thought he'd be able to keep it. You know why he thought he'd be able to keep it? Because there's about a 27-minute montage of every moment ever collected since the president began running for office in 2006 that said if you liked the health care insurance that you had, you could keep it. President Obama said this again, and if you like it, you can keep it. If you like it, you can keep it. Let me be clear. Like, keep. Keep like, keep like. 27 minutes worth of it. Somebody went through and razor-bladed. I guess they don't do that anymore because we don't use actual recording tape. But they did that electronically. They razor-bladed electronically all of the clips of the president saying, if you like the insurance you have, you can keep it. 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 27 minutes worth of those montages. Only thing was is it turned out to be completely not true. And turns out also that the administration knew about it a long time ago. So with all that being said, and even in 2012 when he was still running around going, hey, after we launched the website, you can, if you like your health insurance, you can still keep it. Well, there's a lot of people finding out just the opposite. In fact, maybe, did you realize this? As of this moment, this very moment, this very speck of time where we are right now, right this second, there are more people without health insurance than there has ever been in the history of the United States, and that predates the Obamacare launch when all of the problems were supposed to start getting solved. Yep, that's true. So what you have is you not only do you have people that still didn't have insurance that were going to try to use Obamacare to sign up for insurance and get in the system. But then people that liked the insurance they did have and had been told you can keep it and so forth, there's been now more than a million of those that have now lost their insurance because the insurance companies themselves have said, oh, well, we were told that the policy we were issuing you was illegal. Now, I'm trying to figure out why it would be illegal to offer somebody a health care plan, particularly when you have the, things like, well, like I'm a dude, so as a dude, I don't really need like birth control pills. I don't need like tax subsidies for abortion or mammograms. I don't really have any need for any of that stuff. And yet, I will now be required to have a policy that offers that for me. Anyway, now we had some very unusual characters on the Capitol Hill this week. They said all kinds of funny things. One of which was Kathleen Sebelius actually said before Congress that actually some men do need maternal health care insurance. I'm not sure why. None of the men I know do. Most of the men I know are uterus free. But again, maybe she just, you know, rides with a different crowd than I do. Maybe that's what it is. At the end of the day, what I do know is this. This has been one of the most appalling, horrible rollouts of a new federal policy that has ever been devised. And I'm curious as to your thoughts tonight at 888-340-3373 as to how you're responding to it. Now, the fact that they, at the beginning of this show, decided it was necessary 12 minutes ago to shut down the Obamacare website. They're shutting it down. So now all those people that are getting the cancellation policy letters, where are they supposed to go? Because, see, if you had one of the illegal policies, you know, policies that wouldn't let men have non-mammogram insurance, you know, that kind of policy. If you didn't have that kind of policy, then your policy got canceled because it was a substandard policy, according to the president. By the way, who sets his standards? Like, I didn't say he could set my standards. I didn't say, well, okay, Mr. President, you get to decide for me what is the kind of coverage I need. But he's out there going, oh, well, those policies are just substandard policies. So there, naturally, we should do away with those. Well, you know what happened? There's a 56-year-old woman last week in Florida. She used to pay $54 a month for her basic plan, and she had a rather high deductible, but she was okay. She had money. She could pay the deductible if necessary, and then she had catastrophic, but not much else. She didn't really need, she's a pretty healthy woman, didn't need a lot. She's 56. She can't keep that policy. So now, after that policy was canceled, she was one of the six people that actually made it into the Obamacare website this last week. You did hear about that, right? Only six people on day one. anyway, she got through and she got signed up. And her new premium, dun, 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 per month, $591. Now, you've got the situation with Obamacare leading to, in that woman's case, a raising of her rates tenfold. My own operations director said this week his policy got canceled. And he's a primary provider for his family. He has a little wife, a little son. They make the cutest little family that you've ever seen. Seriously, no, they're like this adorable little family. And he had this policy that he liked. He's been paying on it and buying it. And all of a sudden he gets this letter from the president saying, I'm sorry, Mr. Quinones, you have a substandard policy because we get to decide what kind of policy you have. And you're just a substandard human being with a substandard insurance policy. Friends, today is the 1 month operation of the website. And on the 1 month anniversary of the website, they have shut it down. What is your reaction to this? 888-340-3373. I'm interested in your personal story. Have you had a personal story? What has been your experience with the rollover of the mandated coverage? Because now you have to have coverage. And if you think you have one of those other policies that you like, I don't know, already a million plus people have had their coverage canceled. You're about to see 10 to 12 to 14 million more people get those policies canceled. What has been your experience? Are you fearful of getting your policy canceled? 888-340-3373. What I would really love for you to do is just use Baldwin McCullough Radio tonight to just tell the world how you feel about it. 888-340-3373. Now, some of us were talking about this back in 2008 and 2009. I actually wrote a book about it titled No, He Can. It was a number one bestseller. I actually detailed in there the problems that we are now running into, we are now facing, like what the Griffins, who live near Philadelphia on the Delaware border, pay $770 monthly for their soon-to-be-terminated health care plan with a $2,500 deductible. They're paying $770 a month, and their plan's getting canceled. They're going to be enrolled now in a bronze plan that will charge a minimum of $1,275. Can you afford a $500 increase a month in your health care premium? 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, "We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare," they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York City, and Kevin McCullough standing the post for both of us tonight. Lots of beautiful weather in the tri-state that's about to change. It was in the 70s today. The high tomorrow will not even hit 50. So we're about to head full length into fall, and I don't know what it's like where you are, but a beautiful weekend doesn't really make up for the financial pain that people are starting to feel as it relates to what has happened over the last month, which I don't know how else you can describe it other than just an abject mess with the affordable healthcare website going up. And I'm curious if you've had at healthcare.gov any specific stories. Any? Did you try? Have your policies been canceled? I'm an entrepreneur. I buy a policy directly for my family. I'm somewhat concerned that my bride and my two ankle biters and I are going to be dropped here in the next little bit, because they're going to drop up to 9 to 13 more million policies that are direct to the consumer. And again, this all came after the president said for 6 years, if you like your policy, you can keep it. If you like your policy, you can keep it. If you like your policy, you can keep it. That's what he said. So we should have the ability in that case to keep our policies. But what they did is they ran an end around with the insurance companies, and they said, oh, well, you're offering coverages that we don't approve of to the insurance companies. You're offering policies that don't include abortion, that don't include birth control, that don't include for single men mammograms. You're involving yourselves in policies that that are incomplete. Now, nobody told me whose opinion they were actually giving on this. And as problematic as the actual rollout has been, the reaction from those that are significant players in this, Nick, let's put up on the screen what Kathleen Sebelius said this last week. She was brought to the floor of the Congress, and when she was, someone had questioned her about the possibility that she should be fired because the rollout was so bad. By the way, there's all kinds of graft in the rollout. The company that that rolled it out, major donor, the company that is probably going to try to fix what was rolled out, is held by the same guy that owned the first company, and he's this major donor. But anyway, Kathleen Sebelius said this to the American people: the majority of people calling for me to resign, I would say, are people who I don't work for. Kathleen Sebelius, Health and Human Services Secretary. Let me read that to you again. The majority of people calling for me to resign, I would say, are people who I don't work for. This is a secretary in the executive cabinet, appointed by the president, saying to the American people, you're calling for my resignation? I don't work for you. How do you feel about that? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Going to take your calls next. This reminder, though, you do understand, don't you? Ignorance will always lead to destruction. That's part of the problem with what we're facing economically. The lack of knowledge can, in fact, be the single worst ingredient in a bad economy and in financial uncertainty. The horrible economy, the political ups and downs, Obamacare, et cetera, it's all working to provide confusion and to keep us confused about our finances. Well, there is one voice cutting through that financial confusion with absolute clarity. His name is Dr. Kirk Elliott, Ph.D. He is a trusted name in the Kevin McCullough household. He is America's financial doctor. Literally, he holds doctorates in economics and world currencies. And right now, for a limited time, a brand new 5-video course that teaches you everything you need to know about surviving these rocky economic waters is yours free. The best part, all you got to do is text to get a copy. Pull out your smartphone, text the word Kirk, K-I-R-K. Dr. Kirk Elliott is who this is. Text the word Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938. 33938. Text the word Kirk to that number, 33938. That's 33938. If you do that, he will send you the 5-part, it's nearly 5 hours in length. That's how much video content is in this series. It retails for over $279. It's yours absolutely free. It's the Financial Mastery Course. Text the word Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938. Get the 5-hour course on financial mastery from Dr. Kirk Elliott, absolutely free. And friends, can you think of a better time to get it than what we're dealing with right now? If your health care costs are about to go up 10 times, what could be a better time? All right, let's start taking some of your phone calls. 888-340-3373. Murray is calling us from Texas. Murray, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough tonight. Just KMC holding the fort down. Glad you're here.
Yeah, Kirk, I appreciate your program a lot. You touched on a lot of different subjects in my
life. Yes, I did.
I'm just, like, overwhelmed right now. So forgive me if I don't make any sense. You know, my stepdad, he sells insurance. And so I get a good rate and, you know, I'm not too worried about it. He sells health and life and everything. So I get kind of, the best of all worlds. Now, as far as national goes, I want to talk just a second, if I could please, about the, like the Sandy, you know, hurricanes and everything.
What's your point about
the
that?
The impact of natural, you know, disasters are, you know, kind of compiling and affecting everything else in conjunction with the economy, otherwise. And my little brother's up there right now. He's been up there for about 4 months rebuilding. And I was up there prior rebuilding. I'm back down here in Texas, and I'm probably going to come back up there again and start. But it does concern me as far as the federal general fund that everybody, you know, can contribute to or whatever as far as our taxes go, going into pay for a specific area, and people wondering if we shouldn't or should allow or continue to allow people to rebuild or whatever. What's your opinion on that?
Well, and that's a separate issue from Obamacare altogether, which is what we're talking about tonight. But in general, I'm always against government bailouts. I don't think that they're the way to go. I know that there are people that say that there wouldn't be any help if they didn't have them. Mm-hmm. I've always been, now, if states want to do that, if local cities want to do that, if there are regional charities that feel compelled to do those types of things, I'm much more in favor of smaller, more local efforts in those types of issues. Murray, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The thing about it is, and this does tie into Obamacare from this perspective, if you try to do everything from the federal level, you will do none of it well. So if we're trying to provide you with a customized policy for your life, for your health insurance situation that really does meet your needs, meet your budget, and gives you the exact kind of coverage that you need, it's probably going to be so expensive for the federal government to do that, whereas in a state or in a private market type of situation, people were able to pay much, much less for policies that actually gave them the coverage they wanted. My question to you tonight is 1 month in since the Affordable Healthcare website went up, healthcare.gov. Are you satisfied? How would you grade how the government has rolled this out? Especially when you see them saying that they don't work for us. 888-340-3373.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
938. From New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and a live shot of Times Square is what you were just looking at. The roadways in Manhattan full of people tonight because it's a beautiful, beautiful evening in New York. I don't know where it is, what it's like where you are, but thank you for spending some time with us. If you're watching by way of Biz Television, Biz TV, or the UAN, our very valued television partners that are making this broadcast available to, I think it's in somewhere in excess of 40 million homes at any given time. So thank you for those of you that are watching there. And if you're listening by way of radio, 300 and something terrestrial affiliates all over the country. And then, of course, SiriusXMers, we are always grateful for you being there. We did not know this. Nobody announced it. But at 9 p.m. tonight, the government had their technician shut down healthcare.gov. And the explanation as to why they're doing it is to perform extended maintenance to improve network infrastructure and make enhancements to online applications and other enrollment tools. Since on the first day, they only had six people. Six people. They had nearly 30 million people try to access the site. They enrolled six on day one. I think they had like 200 and something within the next 3 weeks. They won't even release the numbers of where we're at right now. Does any of this matter to you? What's been the story that as it has affected you? I think what a lot of people were taken by surprise, first of all, most of the people that didn't have health insurance before Obamacare that were told this would give them health insurance are still not insured, because only a few hundred have actually enrolled. And what you have seen is, you know, what's that number they were floating around in the presidential campaign? 40, 42 million, 43 million uninsured that need health insurance. And now there's a mandate, so you have to buy it. It's the law. You have to buy insurance. You can't not have insurance. It's the first time ever that the Supreme Court said constitutionally that the government can force you to buy something. It's never happened before. Just for existing, just for breathing free air, you have to buy this. But now they can't. A lot of people were told if you liked your policy, you could keep it. And a lot of people, especially small business owners, have big deductibles. They pay a little bit a month, but they've got policies that fit with what their family needs. I was just reading to you the story of the Griffin family from Philadelphia on the Delaware border, paying $770 monthly for their soon-to-be-terminated health care plan. That's with a $2,500 yearly deductible. The cheapest plan they found on the insurance exchange was $1,275. Now, when you combine the monthly premium and the deductibles totaling about $12,700. So now, before they get any help, they have to pay $500 plus more per month. Per month, they have to come up with that. In some cities, that's a rent payment. In some areas, that's a rent payment. And then you're adding to that another $10,000 in deductibles that you have to meet before you get serviced. How are we supposed to survive this? That's more than a 10-time increase just for the Griffin family from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's start with Adele, who's calling us, listening to the Truth Network tonight. We lost Adele. Okay, let's go to line three. Charlotte, Ryan is in Charlotte, North Carolina. And welcome, Ryan. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Great. Yes, obviously I've been affected by this. I own my own business, as do a lot of my friends, which I associate with, and we're getting hit hard with this. You know, I got a notice in the mail from Celtic Insurance Company, small company, doesn't matter, but they say that they can no longer be compliant, fully compliant, with the new health care reform laws in North Carolina. So they've canceled my policy, my high deductible policy. So I logged into the site, just like anybody else would, and spent 45 minutes doing so with all the errors and the login issues and whatnot. And it said, all right, well, we have to verify your identity, and you will receive an email back after we're done with this process.
Hey, Ryan, can you hold on? Because I want to hear the rest of your story, and I don't want to cut you off, and the break's coming. So
sure.
can you hold through the commercial break? Okay, we've got two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. But tonight, this is your chance to use the Baldwin McCullough microphone to tell the world what you believe about the Affordable Care Act and whether or not it's benefited you. We'll let you tell your stories. 888-340-3373. Coming right back. Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults. If you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text fuse to 339.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
KirkElliottPhD.com. KirkElliottPhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
With Kevin.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and tonight Stephen Baldwin on assignment. He's at a an event where he is being the keynote speaker tonight, and we are always grateful for his opportunity to get out and to wave the flag. But tonight marks the 1 month anniversary since they made the affordable healthcare website the law. Healthcare.gov is the website, and they shut it down tonight. They closed it. They didn't tell anybody. They told somebody because we found out about it. But the point being, it's offline. They're going to work to tinker under the hood. They got to go try to fix whatever it is that's not working. And someone that saw that a little bit firsthand was Ryan from Charlotte, North Carolina. Ryan, thanks for holding on through the break. Now, you were telling us, first of all, you had a little insurance company that you had a pretty good policy. You liked the policy you had. It was a high deductible,
right,
but it was a low rate. And
right,
they told you that the government told them that that policy was illegal. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know where to start or where to leave off or where to begin, but basically, yes, it says, this notice is to inform you that your current certificate with the Celtic Insurance Company is not fully compliant with
right,
the
and you know what, and you know what that means?
Reform laws.
And you know what that means, Ryan? Now, I don't mean to get, you know, like weird on you, but do you have need for birth control pills?
For you, no, I'm
for
a
you,
man.
For you personally?
However,
oh, okay. How about for intrauterine inspection, medical services? Do you need any of those things?
No. What happened
no.
was
and here's
North
the problem.
One of the worst states in the country. We have no competition in this new marketplace, which we are now forced to shop
right,
for insurance.
But the problem, the reason your little insurance company went out of business is because they didn't think you needed coverage for birth control pills, and so they don't write policies where you as a man can get that. And so they thought, well, that's kind of dumb. Why make him pay for coverage for birth control pills when, unless he has a lot of weird, really weird things happen to him, he's never going to need them. And the problem with this is
our government does not want us to succeed in the state.
And well, that's entirely
really,
yeah, that's entirely true.
And Charlotte is obviously does not belong in this state, frankly, because the rest of the state is full of a lot of people with old beliefs. And I swear, this is a fact, by the way. Most counties in the state, 90% of them, only have one provider in that marketplace, which is Blue Cross Blue Shield. And there's only three counties in the state that have another option. So we're talking two companies max. That's stupid. Every other city in the fucking... sorry, I apologize. Every state in the country has more options than one or two.
Well, and the long story short, and we forgive you, but don't do that again. The long story short is
I'm frustrated. If you can imagine,
no, well, I can only imagine because if you're being told that you have an illegal policy, that it's substandard, that you know, until President Obama came along, you probably didn't think your policy was substandard. You may not have liked it for everything that it did, but it probably met your need.
Standard. The company can no longer do business in the state with the new policy
right,
that they have now implemented.
So they cancel your policy and you go online, and what happens then?
Well, this is my story. I spent 45 minutes trying to log in with all the issues of trying to log in and provide all the information, and I received a message saying that I would be verified, my information would be verified, and then I would receive a list of options with which, like, you know, I could purchase or whatever, look at, browse, shop, whatever, and that has not happened. This was a month ago. And
you still haven't received it.
After 6 days, I logged in, and I didn't remember my password, so I said, please, you know, there's an option to please send me a reminder of what my password is, and I never received that email. And it's Gmail, so whatever. I've waited now 3 weeks and have not received that email. So.
Right.
There
well,
you go.
Okay, so
what's next?
So Ryan, let me ask you this. What were the pricing of the new options compared to what your old policy was costing?
Well, that's what I'm seeing. I haven't even had a chance to look at that. I was paying $140 per month, 36 male, single, no kids, no whatever, history of whatever diseases or whatnot. Doesn't matter. Paying that, and I've had friends that are business owners like myself that are paying their own insurance, and they have went through that and found they went from about $200 to about $600.
Oh,
and I've had at least six friends I can verify that have been through that in the state, in the city.
How are you going to... Okay, so let me ask you this, Ryan. That's a huge increase
in just that one area of your budget. Now, you're a single guy. You run your own business. How are you going to be able to cover a $500 a month increase to your minimum to your insurance payment?
Well, what a fantastic question.
And you don't have an answer for it.
No, it's supposed to be catastrophic. That was my whole goal. That's
right.
Why I have an HSA. That's why I have a, $1,500.
Right. But they don't want you to have catastrophic, Ryan. They want you, a single man, to have birth control pills.
Well, no. They want me to pay for everybody else who, don't we already do this? Don't we already pay for everybody else who doesn't work?
Right. Not exactly in the same fashion, but I do understand
this
the frustration.
This is basically wealth distribution on a different level. We already do it. This is more to me.
No, nope,
my opinion.
You're exactly right, Ryan. Thank you for the call. Thank you for your patience. And it's not only that. If you get all the way through to the end of the process, what I've been told by people that have done it this last week is that they actually ask you if you want to register to vote. So there's this big voter registration component to the healthcare.gov site. But Ryan's only about, I don't know, the 3 dozenth person I've talked to that said rates that he saw escalated their amount anywhere from 5 to 10 times what they were paying. Here's the problem, friend. Everything we were told about Obamacare has been false. Everything we have been told about Obamacare has been false. They said it was going to cost less. The average person is paying more than $2,500 more per year. For insurance. They said more people would be covered. Right now we have far fewer people covered because all of a sudden private insurances are canceling policies because they're being told they're illegal policies. They're being told they'll be prosecuted by the administration if they don't stop offering these substandard policies. Who gets to decide what's standard and what's substandard? More of your calls next on Baldwin McCullough.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
3-8. From New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night. Tonight, my broadcast partner, Stephen Baldwin, the actor, on assignment, and Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you from our New York home base studios. Earlier this week, Kathleen Sebelius, and I'll show you this quote on your screen here. Kathleen Sebelius was before these congressional committees, one in the Senate, one in the House. She was grilled at some length, and people brought up to her the fact that the Obamacare rollout has not exactly gone well. And she said, in fact, she was asked, you know, hey, what do you feel about these people that have called for your resignation? Given that this is probably the single most terrifyingly bad rollout of any government program in the history of, I don't know, organized government, maybe since the creation of the world. If I was Kathleen Sebelius, I would be so ashamed of how this rollout went, I would move to another part of the globe just to avoid being ever recognized again. But, hey, she has much less shame than most people. This is why she said this to those that said that. She said to the people that were asking about this, the majority of people calling me for me to resign, I would say, are people who I don't work for. That's what an appointed cabinet secretary who works at the behest of the president said about the people of the United States. She doesn't work for the people of the United States. People that are calling for her to resign, I would say, are people I don't work for. Huh. I wonder if there's a bit of an entitlement problem in Washington, D.C. these days. I mean, she was a governor, very liberal governor of a very conservative state before she went to Washington. She also was by far the most pro-abortion-minded person in the United States behind President Obama, only behind President Obama. They're the only two people on record I know of that are actually on record for saying that they think it's a good idea for health care coverage to include payment for what is considered a late-term abortion, which is where you deliver the child to about 2 inches within life, you shove scissors in the back of the skull, you mash the brains up, you vacuum them out, and then you deliver the baby the rest of the way. You deliver the baby the rest of the way. President Obama and Kathleen Sebelius think that should be a legal procedure in the United States. They're the only people I know that believe that. 888-340-3373. So about Obamacare and what it does cover and what it doesn't, let's go back to Texas. Lisa is watching on Biz Television. Lisa, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. I wonder what is the opinion of our citizens going to be when they found out that if we choose to become a part of this health care option, the public option, the adults, they're encouraged to get that implantable microchip. And I did a little bit reading on that, and I don't hear many of people bringing that out because I know as far as the African-American community, many of us, when I tell them about that, they say, oh, no, because we'll go back to the biblical standpoint. We see this as a part of the mark of the beast.
Lisa, hold on. I want you to tell us more about that after the break. Can you hold on? It's Baldwin McCullough.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He helps.